Welcome to UK Talk and Music Radio. More new and exciting music to talk about now. We've got talent from many different countries. This time, we're right here in the UK. We've got Paul Alexander Lowe on the line, who's excited to talk about a new single coming out on the 4th of June, so not long now. And the title is Alien Race, which that sounds a bit different. Tell us about that title, Paul.
Yeah, well, it tells the story of my clash with culture when I was 18. I grew up in a little village in practically in the middle of nowhere in Wiltshire, so surrounded by green fields and farm fields and all sorts of things, and agriculture and wildlife, etc. And then as an 18-year-old, with 2 weeks to go before the beginning of the university year, I managed to get myself into Birmingham University through clearing. And so I found myself dropped into Birmingham 2 weeks later in this what seemed to me like a completely alien world. And so clearly I was the alien. Everyone else, of course, was perfectly normal. This is what this song's about, my experience with what seemed to me like a completely alien culture and civilization in the centre of Birmingham as an 18-year-old.
I love the way you look at it, actually. Yes, especially if you've gone to a sort of very sort of brutalist, major cosmopolitan, sort of grey concrete jungle city from a Wiltshire village. I can imagine why you might think that way. Yes.
Yes, indeed. And to be fair, all of the green was quickly replaced by the grey concrete, as you quite rightly say. But there was one tree on the road I lived on, so I had a little glimmer of hope, as it were. And that was about it.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I like it. Now, Paul, what sort of era was this then? Are we talking in the 70s or the 80s or a bit
this
later?
This would have been around 1991.
1991. Yeah. Excellent.
A lifetime ago is what it feels like anyway.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been seriously creating music or playing seriously? Has it been all your life or has it just got really serious in the last few years?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I picked up a guitar when I was 16. I grew up in a pub, and which has its advantages, of course, as you can appreciate. So I was pretty good at pool and darts and those sorts of things as a teenager. But there were usually, we used to get a band in or two, and the band came in one night, and this is a very interesting little band. So that's sort of a guy who could actually sing and play guitar, and so he was, let's call him the musician. And then there was a couple of other guys. One of them had a washboard and some thimbles, and he'd use sort of rub it up and down and create sort of a rhythm effect with that. And the other guy had a box with a broom handle and a piece of string, and he'd play it like a double bass. And he was the comedian, effectively, of the band. And I was sort of thinking, well, this is going to be hilarious. But actually, they went down really well, and they really connected with everybody. Everyone had a great time, and I had a chat to this to the Martin, the musician, afterwards. And I said, well, I really wasn't expecting that. He said, you know what? He said something to me I never forgot, which was, if you play the guitar, you'll always have friends. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. And not that I would felt I was missing friends at 16, but I thought, there's something inspiring about that. So I picked up a guitar. And ironically, I sort of played it for a couple of weeks, and then they invited me to join that band. So apparently three chords and enthusiasm is literally all you need to join a skiffle band, which is what it was at the time.
I've heard of skiffle. Yes, it's a genre, isn't it, skiffle?
Many people haven't heard of. No, indeed. It's quite pacey, upbeat, sort of folky sound, which is good fun. But, obviously it's easy to sing along to and play along to. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to at 16.
Very natural, isn't it? Very natural and very, very, very good pub music.
Yes, indeed. And they were really popular. So I was really pleased to join those guys after a while. But I suppose I started at 16 and I started straight away by writing my own songs and playing my own music. And I never had lessons in the piano or the guitar, or even singing, really. It's just something I suppose came fairly naturally to me with an ear for music. And I guess I played in various bands. I did singing, guitar playing, all sorts of things over the years. But I was always generally in a band and not doing my own thing, going out on my own. And so that's probably the difference in the last 18 months, 2 years. I've decided to take it a bit more seriously, give it some time and energy. I guess I've got a little bit more disposable income to actually pay for recording studios and things like that to pull together the album. And so, that's what this last 18 months has really been about, pushing myself out there.
Excellent. And what would you say the genre would there be a specific genre for this new song, or is it a mixture of genres?
Well, you know, on the album it's a bit eclectic, but we found there's a wonderful term called Americana, and of course most people know what that is, but actually it's a multitude of things, reality. It covers folk music, country music, blues, a little bit of rock, a bit of pop, a bit of everything sort of mixed in. And so it's become a bit of a generic term, but it allows me to wander around a bit. And so I write and play in different styles of music. But yes, under the heading of Americana, but this particular song, Alien Race, I would call a bit rock poppy, I suppose.
Yes. And what part of the country are you in now then, Paul?
I'm down in North Hampshire. Yeah.
Oh, North Hampshire. Yes.
Yeah, relatively rural. Not quite as rural as where I was when I was a wee boy, but
yes,
yeah, relatively rural.
Kind of bordering onto Surrey, isn't it?
Yeah, Surrey-Berkshire borders, basically, yeah.
And do you devote a lot of hours a week at the moment to this, or do you just squeeze it in whenever you can? I mean, are you thinking of maybe even an album and more songs, or are you just concentrating on this one at the moment?
You know, with music, of course, in this day and age, you have to sort of focus on one thing a little bit at a time to make sure it resonates. But so, yeah, it's all about the single for the moment. But the album, my debut album, is due out on the 30th of July, called Sunshine After the Rain. Yeah, that's got 13 tracks on it, including this, which I'm really looking forward to getting out there.
What a great title. I like it. Yeah. Sunshine After the Rain. We certainly know that feeling in the UK, don't we?
Especially in May, apparently.
Yes.
Although there's definitely more of the rain than there is the sunshine now for some reason.
Yes, just to let the listeners know, we're recording this at the end of May 2021, and you could understand this, you know, very, very, these low temperatures and changeable weather and rain. You could understand it early May, couldn't you? But it's now late May, so it is odd, isn't it? Even
it's
in the UK.
It's feeling like summer should have started already. And of course, we're all itching to get outside and spend some time outside after just being locked away for a year. And right now, the weather's not complying.
No, this is it. Yeah, no, the weather is, I think, summer, as at the time of the recording of this interview, which is late May, the summer has been, shall we say, put on hold or suspended.
It's on pause for now.
It's on pause, yeah, that's right. Now, we look forward to listening to the song Alien Race, I just think that's a great title, and especially people might hear it and think, what? You know, and then they realise it's about, inspired by your time arriving in Birmingham when you were 18 or 19. I just think that's a really creative title. Yeah.
No, thank you. Yes, it's... A title is really important with these things. Actually, it really helps when you're writing anything to have a clear title. It gives you sort of some sense of direction and what you want to put into the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt that it covered not only my alien experience, but a bit of the race that I felt I was in that first year in Birmingham, just to try to keep up as much as anything.
Yeah. Do you have any other huge, inspirations over the years in terms of artists or singers? Anyone that's particularly inspired you, or have there been many different ones?
So many. I mean, my dad had a very eclectic music collection, from L.P. Brooks, the Dire Straits, to Status Quo, to Queen, all sorts of things, really. He just loved music. I remember listening to those sorts of songs and tracks when I was growing up. And then when my mum and dad split and my mum got together, what is now my Uncle Henry, in effect, a strange situation, but he was into classical music. So he got me into a whole new genre of music with classical music, which was great.
Yeah.
But over the years, I suppose I started by loving rock, and Angus Young was probably my hero when I was 16. So probably disappointed to end up with an acoustic guitar that I couldn't make wail and upset the neighbours with. But I managed to get one of those eventually. But yeah, rock music, Led Zepp, you know, Jimi Hendrix, and all those sort of guitar players, Jimmy Page, etc. Then I kind of got a little bit more folky and fell in love with lots of different artists, to be honest, who are much more singers, songwriters, storytellers. Many people, but I'm a big fan of people like Sean Mullins, for example. He's an American singer-songwriter, he's great. And he's really good at telling that story and making you... you know, bringing you into a song, really, and telling that story.
Yes. No, I really do wish you the best with this. And Before we wrap up this particular conversation, where can people find you online? Where can people buy your music, download and listen?
Everywhere, pretty much this day and age. If you've got Spotify or Apple Music or Deezer or any of those applications, you'll find me on there. You can buy music, obviously, through lots of different all of those different applications. My website as well, paulalexanderlowe.com. And all of the links and all the directions to where you can get my music is on my website as well.
Yeah, so Paul Alexander Lowe, is Lowe spelt with an E on the end or just L-O-W?
It's just L-O-W, yeah.
Oh, right, okay, I'm glad we clarified that because people might assume it's got an E on the end, mightn't they?
They might, yes. Apparently it's some old family name, and my dad had this penchant for putting middle names into his children, and my brother got Erdley. So I think I got off fairly well, to be honest with Lowe.
I haven't heard that one before.
No.
So paulalexanderlowe.com, all one word, lowercase. And, of course, Spotify. I think it's great. Well done for, you know, getting set up on Spotify, because I know there's a huge amount of admin involved, isn't there, in getting set up.
Yeah, you know what, for the budding musician or budding artist these days, you can go to publishers who single stop shops basically that will put your music out there in the entire world for a fee. So people, I mean, just one example, CD Baby, for example, they do this. Tune Store, I think, is another one. And essentially, if you sign up with these guys, they'll distribute your music for you and they'll get it on every platform everywhere. And that's what makes it an awful lot easier because, of course, being a musician, we tend to want to really focus on the music, and the admin is the hard part, right? But, of course, it's the part that we have to do. And so when you find organisations like that, they can make life a lot easier for us, I guess, in that sense.
Yeah. Of course, in the late 1990s, not even 25 years ago yet, you know, of course, there was none of this, was there? There was nothing, you know. It was CDs, you know, sending a demo tape in a padded envelope and, you know, Top of the Pops and, you know, and it's not even 25 years ago, is it? You know, it's not that long.
Now, when I look back to when I joined Facebook, I think it was around 2008, 2000, and that's kind of when it really started. And you think, are you trying to explain to your kids, you know, as I'm not such a young man anymore, my kids growing up, they say, what do you mean there was no internet? What do you mean there's no Wi-Fi? These things are fundamental rights as far as our kids are concerned. And it's a very, very different world. It's definitely affected the music industry. But to be fair, all industries have been affected by the internet.
Yeah.
So for sure.
Yes, I mean, you know, sending if you said to somebody, I'm going to send you a video or post you a video. And of course, nowadays you would instantly think that's going to be on the screen, wouldn't you?
Yes, I'll just send you a link. Here it is on YouTube. Go and have a look.
Yeah, whereas 20, 25 years ago, if you'd have said to somebody, I'm just going to post you a video, or I'm going to send you a video, that would have meant a tape in a padded envelope, wouldn't it, in the post?
VHS, or a Beta, depending on where you were in time. Yes.
Or one of those trendy tiny tapes, you know, the tiny ones that were in around 2000. They've gone now, but...
DDP, whatever, those digital ones. Yes, I remember those as well, yeah.
There were a few of them, weren't they? Mini disc players and, Yeah.
Yes, it's fascinating. I mean, how the internet has changed literally everything. And I work in telecoms as part of my living, and that industry has radically changed as well. And telecom, you know, any kind of communication these days is almost a human right in a sense. And to go back to a time when you know, the only way to get music was to go to a record store and buy it's very romantic in a way. And you know, people love to go to record stores and thumb through old records, and there's something nostalgic about that. But the ease of access that we have to music and content these days is definitely an advantage in many ways.
It is. So Paul Alexander Lowe, all one word, lowercase, is your website, .com.
Yes.
And, of course, Spotify as well, so people can get in touch with you. And, yes, so the 4th of June is the date for Alien Race.
Yes.
So that's really good. Well done. Thank you so much for getting in touch with us and joining us at UK Talk Radio today.
And thank you very much. Good to talk to you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Paul. All the best.
Cheers.
That was Paul Alexander Lowe, singer-songwriter on UK Talk and Music Radio.